My name is John David Boswell. I was born and raised in Dallas. Graduated from Highland Park High School in 1964. My dad was a UT grad and just absolutely loved the university from early childhood. So there was no other place for me to go. So I graduated, and 2 days later, I was driving down I-35 to start at the university in the summer of 64. Ann and I were both going to summer school in the summer of 66. And then she had a class around noonish in the English building, which has probably been renamed since then, but it was part of the six pack, you know, on the South Mall, you know. And she was in a class on the third floor in a classroom facing the tower. So anyway, I dropped her off, kissed her goodbye, and then I did what any hungry 19-year-old would do around lunchtime. It was time to go eat. So I walked down the South Mall, past the Littlefield Fountain onto 21st, and down to a little cafe called Hillsburg's, which was there when Dad was at university in the 30s. And I noticed a lot of people gathering around a radio up front near the cashier. And, having been a senior in high school in Dallas when Kennedy was killed, I remember kind of, you know, when I see people gathering around a radio and looking stunned, oh my God, what's the matter? And others were getting up from their seats and going over to it, you know, so I said, well, damn, you know, so I walked over there and they said, somebody's shooting from the tower and a bunch of people are down already. And the radio was going on, and I heard it, so verified it. So my first thought immediately was a van, because she was in a classroom, facing the tower. So with that, I immediately headed toward the English building to make Dad sure that she was okay. I immediately ducked behind a car near the Littlefield Fountain, and I decided, okay, what I'm going to do is when I hear a gunshot, I'll figure it's going to be typically a bolt action is what you didn't think about automatic weapons back then, and there was only one shot coming at a time, so it had to be a bolt action. So the second I'd heard that bang, I'd already have my plan, my route. I'd do a zigzag to the next one, hit the ground, you know, under the car or by the car or whatever. And then I got around behind the first of the three buildings in the six-pack on the west side, which back then was called the Music Building. I think it's called the Homer P. Rainey Building now, but it's the one nearest the Littlefield Fountain on the west side. I could not see the tower, and I figured if I couldn't see the tower, then he couldn't see anybody, you know, behind the building. I was shocked. I got to the third floor and walked to her room, and the professor, he had the blinds closed. It was air-conditioned building, so the windows were sealed, so I guess it was, you couldn't really hear it. But he was just lecturing away, and there was Ann in the first row. Nobody in the classroom had any idea this was going on. And I walked in, and Ann got up. She was shocked, and she told me later she was afraid that I had gotten news about her, one of her parents was ill or something, you know. And she said, John, what are you doing? And I went directly to the professor, and I said, sir, somebody's up on top of the tower firing, and this is a very exposed area, so I would suggest getting these people out of here immediately. It was interesting. He didn't think it was a joke or, who are you? He said, thank you. And he immediately announced it to everybody, let's get down to the basement immediately. And so down we went to the basement. I left Ann there and decided to go on up, being curious, I guess, a morbid curiosity or something. And frankly, I wanted to see if I could help any. And so I left her there, much to her dismay and protesting and everything. So I got out of the building and went directly under to the side of the Jefferson Davis statue on the south side of the statue, the base of the statue. And it was a shocking sight. There were a number of people lying on the South Mall who had been hit. There were people crouched behind the U.S. The base of the U.S. flag, and also the Texas flag on the South Mall. And I remember distinctly the papers flying everywhere. I guess, you know, college campus, obviously people are carrying their books and papers and everything, and there was papers flying everywhere. I remember later on at 9/11 when you saw those papers floating around in lower Manhattan. I remember thinking about it struck me that, God, all those papers floating around on August 1st of 66. Anyway, also something that was disturbing was that you could see the heat waves. It was a very hot summer day, and you could see the heat waves rising off the pavement, and I felt so sorry for those students who had been hit and were lying on this very hot pavement.